Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's the number in studio. It's 083-288-401. Ladies and gentlemen, hi. So today is Monday, the 11th of August, 2025. We are fast approaching the end of the year, and I can tell you right now that I'm feeling it. I am definitely feeling it. And also, some of us, we walk with our kwampungu, so if you know what that is, my dear, if you know what that is, then wow, that's exactly what I'm going through, guys. Eh, as Tate Kauluma was saying there, kucha how, eh, they must give us a platform. They must give us a platform as doctors, as traditional doctors, hey, as herbalists, as healers, as seers. They must give us a platform. They must give us our offices. Shashi, no, we also want to wear, yeah, we also want to wear, atuzarashka no tene, yomo namibiane. Atuzara ikutumbera, eh? Nengo nginyano. Oya kwetu azara ngai tengi. Nengo hatu tine, tse yoko wambo, yoko mbanderu, atuzari anu ishike. Atupeo yano uniform achangini ne. If we are looking at uniforms, what is the appropriate uniform for a traditional healer? Because I know that if I'm rocking up, I need you to be wearing something. I cannot just rock up there and you wear you are just also wearing Versace. You're also just wearing, you know, Fabian. You're also just wearing Mr. Price. I want you to be extravagant. I want you to be different. I want you to be wearing, you know, Oshimangata, she could differentiate between us, because when you rock up in the hospital, you find the doctors wearing what? Scrubs. I think when I go into my calling, I'm going to wear scrubs. Yeah, I'm going to wear scrubs, and I'm going to have a stethoscope also. Yeah, I will be a doctor. You guys must address me as Dr. Matriarch. Yeah, Dr. Matriarch, Queen Mother of the Tribe. Yes, that's me. So good evening to you. I am the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. I'm the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the tiles where the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, it is 7 minutes past the hour of 2100 hours. 7 minutes past nine. 7 minutes past nine. I don't know how to say that appropriately so that you hear it and you're like, yeah, I like the ring of that. Can shishika. I've been trying, but for me, it's like, 7 minutes past nine, 7 minutes past 10. That's just my sway. Good evening to you.
Yeah, I just want to greet you because it's been a while.
Yeah,
I owe you a lot.
Oh, you owe me, man. You know, today I was telling myself, Kucha, me, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to be serious. Me, I'm not going to be laughing. I'm going to go to work and I'm going to be serious. Even Tate Kauluma is not laughing too much the way I laugh. So I also just want to be a serious citizen of this country. And then you come, yeah? Oshonga, you know, I pray before every show.
Yeah.
And then I tell my ancestors, Kucha, guys, me, I'm destined for greatness. Let my show be immaculate and great. Don't let anybody make me angry today.
I become a first caller.
The last time I spoke to you, you gave your mother a haircut, my dear. Ever since I told you to love your mother, it's better. She's taking up all the space.
Yeah.
And then you could think, haya pongo kwani kambani na.
I threw you. And it was the last time even I think I call
her. Hey, you called to give feedback. Yeah?
She passed on, somewhere around March. After that, she was celebrating her birthday like yesterday. Today's gone. I'm telling you.
Guys. Like, oh, my God.
I think because of
even
what,
my heart just jumped out even. Come on, guys.
I am man.
Oh, you know?
But I tell you, I enjoy your lifetime. The moment you give me that
advice,
ne? Oh. When I took up, I think maybe, yeah, you know.
Oh, enjoy,
yeah,
ne?
Even last time, yeah, we have a moment.
Ino kalila ya wafo ntungu ya akanisa ina. Owalili wafa onkuruntu. Shashi, yeah. you took care of her in the ways that she appreciated.
Exactly.
Oh, eto kurura meme we, man. Oh, ndiku fure kwa ke mad. Ndiku koshe ke mad.
No.
Yita timdine.
No, nerekata.
Osho, neti kuwa kule kucha anu na nyosho haya hala.
The problem is we don't take care of them.
Exactly.
You see, no.
Oh.
The moment I'm supposed to enjoy, so starting like, you know,
uh-huh.
With your advice, just, it's your last time.
Oh, Mara, get it, poor man.
You know, we are over it.
You cannot be over it, I think that when you say you are over it, I believe you. I really believe you because you took the necessary steps to enjoy your mother's company.
Just imagine, I'm a last born even.
Oh, ngero.
And I'm 40, what? 40, I'm going to be 44.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine. And some of them are losing their mother even.
Oh, when you are five. Come back, when you are five.
No, it's a time also to let her go.
Yes. No, who were enjoying her, you enjoyed her company. And that is the most important. Because now, even when you see ice cream, ne, you can laugh. Because the last time when you guys went to eat ice cream, she's like, oh, she's talala, she nene.
She's
I came to this radio station to go through life with you guys.
Before
that, I took cousin Ainya that knows everything about your family.
that is a good, you know, some of these things you never talk about it, especially when it comes to your brother or sisters.
Yes. You can't.
Everybody is just in your own.
Everybody must just grow
even
up.
Even now, I start even treating my older sister like now because of her absence. It's like a birthday, I'm the one to remember first. Universal, I have to remember first.
Yes!
Send SMS.
Yes! Yes! Shashi, no! Okukara mukhorasane. Oshina oshironga nai. Just to have harmony and to have love, to have respect amongst the family, ne? It's a very nice thing. Okurongera kumwengei. It's very nice. Shashi, no, even now your older sister, ne? Okwafara, somebody that has gained a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, to have a brother is a very nice thing if your brother is caring for you.
That's true.
Ooh. At least now, even her partner can call you when
anytime
kucha memo kwa ni ganga kuvite na wanana pamotende ko I on there.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm happy you are in a good space.
I'm telling you, I do find a look at dinner on Sunday dinner.
You
say. Be cool. Can you fuck me? I'm not going to give you an answer, yo. I like yo. People are changing, yo.
People are changing. Cash, no. I know, Mathimboga. You know when you are owning your own business name?
Yeah.
Your face is always like, oh no. You are always in a meeting, Monte. So, be fair, you are always in a the person is busy. But now when you show effort like that, ne, they know that this person also just needs attention. I'm happy, man. I'm very, very happy. But everything has been going well so far, Ndishim.
Everything is fine.
How's your money? Far.
And you guys, how have you been? The money is okay. Somehow we are coping.
We are coping.
We are coping.
Atuningine, this month we don't pay, and then next month we pay the bill.
I'm telling you, that's an organism. Yeah, we are in a surviving mood, huh?
My dear, there's no way. There's no way. Oh, there's no way. I paid my nanny, and then she, because my daughter has this skin thing. And yeah. Or has why no magadi agatura medication from the doctor. Now that omagadi is 800.
Yeah.
And now she's saying kucha, I'm a memondilina, nando apenge komweditawya nengo mwediwinya, shashino, amandiongelele okapeleki kange, nombete ange kuambo. So pay for nando alandeke omadi a Mikhail. And that's it.
Yeah.
Of all the people, man.
That's why, Mala, I'm telling you, things are not so easy, but somehow, if you keep with it, their reality, things will work out, man. That's it. It's not easy. Even like now, I was at Ndenova. Brave, December, I think it's November, last year.
Tatu ningine kucha randala osamendezo amacho tathoro mara kubondi okuno neomvula nei peife mkwaita ngweli membo mbeli longa iningo inji antu shi apakela osamende apakela la mundu danja yo peru we mundu tayo peru wa iloko Ani hadi ho samendadi hadi ho fra hadi rimbadi.
Oh, bravo, talo.
Oh.
Oh.
Kanga kaishi.
Wote kwenye, no loss ahi apunenga. Yes.
Oh, samendadi hadi lo mirongo mbadi, darokwa.
Man. Oh, dani ngo mama nyasho.
Dani ngo mama nyasho. No kutumbwa pone, dize pone peruho, shimutashi nyengana. Gande andi trainga gande tandi zimbu kwa kuchanga mtu wa doctor ngayo patient itevuru
asele tera injari mo
ake ai ondina nere injari tanga please na tukarenya tu nyenyu ndu diet iri peru kwa you those amendi tadikalonga
itadikalonga
ndaye I felt it that one I felt it especially the pay face tukarando kwa o I felt it Mara, ondu tomvuru kuhela shashino, yoye li kimuna, yoye li membo, yoye li membo.
Ya, todoro ga.
Oh, nyomani mene,
nandege no veke onu alipo ove mwene.
Ande nangu itomvuru.
That thing can just happen.
Eno.
Na zinga shikoin, ndara kwa ando kako nimo, kwe gati longifa, mara mpimo ndara kwe.
Wiki nangu atoshima nao.
Nangu atoshima nao, mara nabo veke atoshima nyo kila ningu. Wish my own open main, Kashari tender when it's in your offer a dunga.
Yeah.
Mara itatuke.
Shit.
That's You just have to understand this.
This one, understanding gara, no kuimange paya, so that by December, wahonge. Ulande shewe.
Ulande wa.
Eno, unanke. Ujia. Embo, ekuro kwa abone. Orina o responsibility. At least for the other 25 days of the month, you can rest. There's no problem.
Yeah.
Embo jo miti.
Yo.
Mwendele yoka, hinde ni mkala ndondungu.
Itokala wa enano kantike yoka, kajatike yoka. Unokala uno kantike yoka. Shetota nogano.
Mwucha, oyase mesa shita yako, onti goma yoko wapamo, nenoto anali mwelenda.
Mwelenda. Yo.
Ucha eo kalenda ponte tarifudiro enju kwa dije di John Longo.
Yo.
Kalunga kaki.
Wow. Ope, estiri fanengo.
Oh, kucha pa motashi ukake yugunda.
Yugunda, eh, kapia negene na.
Ashu yashono, ontunde ay.
Ashipu. But how is your people then? Oya, nde shingo nenge?
Ndina.
Dina,
how are you? Dina kwa graduate and dina kwa money longer, please.
Wow. Good for her.
Wow.
Now we have to look for a boyfriend. She got one.
She doesn't have one yet. Ndakaranga ninge omvura milonga manga. Shashi, oh boyfriend. Boyfriend da anto alongo.
Boyfriend, I tell you that for another way.
Yeah.
Then you open it at home, no?
Yeah. Oh, boyfriend, I don't pay for then delele. Otoka rukara, I know that you are the one. Ah!
Since day one, I knew.
Even my mother will love you. Ah! Saka tu to Jakosha? Ah, yeah. Na tegelele mangomvula ndeta long wi mari wa enda ta hongele. Standing in custom with work, ndeta sigipo, nande ne, kwa kata mekane, oku dating, okunanga on tarawe atunga, yeo tarandele nukuro makumbathani, ni machangao, no katukutukunga.
Yeah.
Shashutukutuku oku ya kilongo, ulinga apo 40. Focho tabu
kukugongel.
Woku, kakishi koku showinga offer, okoku ya kilonga, please.
After that,
like, can she share kucha ati wa kweke? Eh? My girlfriend is working at Eagle. Woo! Tokarukara, no, I knew that you were the one from the first day I saw you in my life. No. That's not
the idea. That is needed, nga.
It's needed, da. It's needed, nari. Nari.
Yeah, well, at least, for me,
Yes. Know how your money flows. To know how you act. To know how you are. Shashino Apea, this is her first job. Like her first real job. So Apea, sometimes you get into a relationship now, and then Oshirine, you are just distracted by the relationship and no kirongi to perform my.
You become a babysitter of somebody's kid. What's Oshirine now?
Thank you so much.
I have to go. Okay, then.
Say hi to your wife and your children.
All right, I'll do so.
Ewa.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, how you guys doing? So we are starting the show in good spirits, says Akwampungum. And we are doing the most today. We are doing nice things. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever been in, have you ever heard the saying of be supportive? Be supportive, be supportive, be supportive. Now, many of us want to be supportive and many of us would like to be the shoulder to cry on for other people. But what happens, right, when we look at the dynamics of support? So now we know that there's financial support, there is spiritual support, there's religious support, there's financial, religious, spiritual, and emotional, and yeah, so we'll think about those three. Those are the main support structures that we talk about. Now, with financial support, right? Financial support means that you are coming through for somebody financially. And this is a way of support. That's why they say things like child support, child maintenance, because this is now supporting the child financially. Making sure that it is a financial responsibility. This child's well-being is a financial responsibility. So, now, for you gentlemen, I don't know now about women, because I feel like women fraternize with people that don't really like to know that they are on the other side. So men don't really come out. But what happens is that when you die, darling, when you die and you win, you have been e-walleting your mistress. You have been paying to sell your mistress. You have been blue vouchering, net vouchering, all vouchering your mistress over a long period of time, right? Your mistress can now come forward at your death, right? And take your wife to court to say that the breadwinner in her life, yeah, has died, and this person was financially supporting them, and they don't have another means of supporting them themselves. Now, you might be thinking, or you might be looking at me and saying, but matriarch, that's not right. That's not true. It's not. Well, it is. It is. It is. That is why when your husband has a child outside of marriage, right? And your husband is not having a payslip, or he's not having a solid income, right? When you're married, you are liable for paying maintenance to that child that your husband brought in. That is now financial support, Nishi. Financial support, ladies and gentlemen, is basically being the person that somebody depends on financially. It could be for a little bit. It could be for a whole lot. It could be for their whole entire lives. It could be for a certain period of time. But that is financial support. But ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about a different kind of support. We're talking about emotional support. We're talking about how to support our partners emotionally. And when we spoke about financial support, we're talking about being somebody that is dependent upon for financial aid, right? That is what financial support is. Being support, being somebody that is dependent upon for financial aid. That means you are financially supporting this person. You are the breadwinner, and you are the parent, you are the guardian, you are the spouse. Yeah, that is financial support. So that means that without the finances that I am adding or putting onto the table, your life is not going to be according to the standards that you have been living. So that means I am your pillar, and you are my pillar. So if you are supporting me, you are my pillar. If I'm supporting you, I am your pillar. You lean on me. So if we're looking at the concept of lean on me, and we put it in an emotional sense, then that would mean that emotional support is having somebody that is capable of comprehending your emotional needs and taking them into account and helping you through them. Just the same way as somebody that is financially aiding another is helping them through their difficult times financially, is helping them through their difficult or their financial crises, or this person is helping them financially in order for them to live a life that is somewhat humane. And this is what we mean when we're talking about support and in finances. But now emotionally, it would be exactly the same. The only difference is that we replace the word financial to emotional. So everything applies. The application would be that this person leans on you for emotional support, mental support. This person leans on you for a shoulder to cry on. This person depends on your being, right? So that they can be. We're talking about emotional support for our spouses and how to go about it this evening. Stay tuned.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Today we're talking about emotional support. How are we going to support our partners emotionally? Now, I'm going to be going back and forth between financial and emotional because I believe that in the financial sphere, it is easier for us to understand what emotional support is because many of us believe that emotional support is as long as I am there, as long as I'm there to listen to you. But I think that we fail at this because it is not really put in depth, and we don't have good examples to fall onto when it comes to emotional support because with financial it's clear. It's clear, it's direct, it's on the table. You need to pay your school fees. I have the money, I give you, you pay your school fees, you feel better, you can go to school. Point blank, right? But what happens when it's emotional? How would you make that as an example as an example when it comes to emotional support? Emotional support would be saying that you were in distress and I came at your aid and I spoke you down and lowered your anxiety levels and made life a little better. I gave you motivation to continue living life and that was it. That's why you can find certain people say that, for example, children are saving grace in people's lives because the child comes into your life when you need it the most, right? When you need it the most. And if you are willing and open enough to allow this child to teach you lessons about yourself, then there is a lot that can change, that can transform your life completely and make it a tad bit better. Children don't come to complicate. They come with joy. They come with love. They come with a halo, basically. And if you ever look at a child like a complication, it is not the child that is a complication. It's you, the adult that brought the child into the world that has complications of their own, right? And don't want to be accountable for the portions that they played. The child is never ever to blame for anything because this child did not create themselves. This child did not create themselves. And I can hear for you, I can hear some of you saying that yes, but there are some situations such as molestation, as rape, as violation that happens and then the child is conceived. In that case, right? The child is still not to blame. The situation in itself has an owner. The person that is to blame is they. It's not the child. The person that has the person that is the perpetrator here is fully there. It can't be, yeah, but this child ruined my life. No, no, no. This child didn't ruin your life. The situation in which the child came about may have ruined your life. But also, if we allow children to come in, they also serve as emotional support. They come through and they might seem like they are taking much, but they, in that taking much, they are also giving you and teaching you so much. So, you have a situation where you give birth to your baby and your baby came about in a not so pretty and not so conventional way. Let's say you were sexually violated, right? This child will still come into the world looking at you like you're heaven. With all the damage that you may think that you are, with all the hurt that you carry, with all the ugly that you think. Because these are all thoughts, right? We are masters at breaking ourselves down. And I believe that this negative self-talk is not just negative self-talk. It is a lifestyle that we tend to carry because we feel this way about ourselves. So we assume that we are not worthy. We are not lovable. We are not careable. We are not to be trusted with something so delicate, something so innocent, and something so pure. That is why we move from emotion. All of us move from emotion, right? But tonight we can talk about women because we also have a pandemic that has been on a rise, and that is the pandemic of baby dumping. And one question that always eludes is, how can somebody carry somebody for 9 months just to want to kill them? How can somebody carry somebody for 9 months and want to flush them down the toilet? Or how can somebody look at a baby and think, I'm going to throw it away? How? We always think like that because we are not in the situation. But for those that are in the situation, right? And there are women that want to get over hating their children. Or hating their babies, because sometimes we transfer the hate that we have for the other half of the DNA of this child. We transfer it into the child, and because we don't have access to hating that other person as loudly as we wanted to. Women are slow to act. They are quick to speak. But if you listen to the words that are being said, you would know exactly where you stand. So sometimes, right, you break up with this person is terrible, but you don't have access to be insulting them left, right, and center every single day because that is really how you feel. And now you're left with this baby. And I do not believe that children look identical to any parent. I believe that we as parents see the features of the other party within the child and ignore every other feature. That is why you can say that my daughter looks like best friend, but I believe that my daughter has my lower lip. You know, I believe that she's not a replica. I believe that she has features of both of us and combined, right? That's who she is. But now you can find somebody that looks at their baby and only sees their child's father. And I believe that that is where the problem comes in, especially if the relationship didn't work out and you are sour and you are bitter about it. Right? So if we allow these children of ours to assist us in growing, to assist us in learning, to assist us in tolerance and patience. If we allow these children to assist us, right? The healing process has already begun. All we have to do is try. All you have to do is just try for one day. Learn to be patient. Learn to allow the child to cry. Learn to allow the child to be soothed for as long as they want to be soothed. Let the child have a safe haven within your arms. Let the child be a child because you guys are giving birth left, right, and center, popping babies because Anua, you want to finish giving birth. But what does that mean? You want to finish giving birth so that you can get your body back so that you can get your life back. But now you have four children that are not allowed to be their age because you gave birth way too fast. It's nice later, but at the beginning here, at the stages that matter the most in a child's life, it is a constant battle. They learn to share, yes. They learn to love one another. But they also lack. They lack a sense of closeness. They lack a sense of being smothered and being taken care of. Because often, especially amongst the black community, often we give the responsibility of the parent to mesheri, nengesheri. We give that responsibility to the oldest one, and the oldest one is now having the responsibility or the task to look after the smaller children. The older child can cry for the ball, but we as parents, we tend to give the ball to the youngest one because the youngest one is crying, because the older one does not have an opportunity to be crying like the bigger one, but the gap between them says otherwise. The gap between them says that they are both children. They are both babies, in fact. But we don't allow that. So now your child just grows up. Now your child is just a big man. All of a sudden your child is just a big man. But it's because you have been giving off those thigirapokana vibes. Thigirapokana, live for the baby, live for the baby, live for the baby, brr. Eh? Live for the baby, my bro. It's just the baby here. The baby, the baby, the baby, the baby, the baby. As if the other one is not a baby. So if we can cut down on a few of these things that really deeply affect children, then they can be our support system. They can emotionally support us so much better than we think. Because you might come back, you come back from work and you sit in the living room. And there is so much noise. Now you are thinking that, oh, I just want a quiet house. I just want to be, I just want to think my things. But every time I come home, it's just, mommy, 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 mommy. And you are frustrated about this. But what we don't notice, right? And this is where the emotional support comes in. What we don't notice in that moment as well is the fact that we are not thinking about our problems. We are most probably just so focused on trying to watch news or trying to watch whatever or trying to listen to the matriarch. We are so focused on that because there's so much commotion around us. Now, what do you think that commotion is doing? That commotion is replacing your dark thoughts, right, with a different kind of thought. Kuchaha, guys, let's just try and watch. Yeah, let's just do this. And then you have to listen. What are you listening to? You're listening to the complaints. But we don't focus on that. What we do is we stay fixated on an emotion that we are no longer feeling in this moment. And we don't even notice when we are no longer feeling it. It's just the same as being depressed in isolation. So now you are depressed and you are in isolation. So you are in your room and the room is locked and you're just there. You wake up, you sleep, go to the toilet, you wake up, you sleep. If there's something to eat, you don't even eat that dry bread. You know, when it comes to depression, right? It's different in many of us, and you find that there are some people that have that display a hyperactive depressive, like they have hyperactive depressive episodes where they are up, but can't see inside their hearts. They are feeling all kinds of low, and they are feeling all kinds of anxious, and they are not okay. You know, they are not in a good space. They are not okay. But it doesn't mean that when they are going out there, they are laughing or they are faking it. It doesn't mean that they are not happy for that moment, because we have a tendency to go back and ponder upon the person's personality and character traits, especially the way they displayed them towards us, and blame ourselves or riddle ourselves with what they were and why they did what they did. Now, this is for situations where people unalive themselves and you were with them yesterday. You can't seem to find a place where ontunguno ari atapugarara, or this person was, okupugarara is just, gazing into oblivion. You know, when you are so deep in thought that it's not deep in thought, it's deep in despair thought. And that is the telltale signs that we are looking for as a community. We are all looking for that. We are looking for somebody that is distressed. We are looking for somebody that is out of character and out of routine. We are looking for somebody that is in isolation. Now, what can assist you emotionally is being surrounded by those little people that you brought into the world. Right? Those little people that you brought into the world, or even people that brought these other little people into the world, in case you are malume, uncle, you know, tatekuru, auntie, meme, in case you are that, right? What happens there is children don't judge you. Children are accepting of you. Children don't know what you are supposed to be. Yes, they will start asking questions, and you can always spin them a lie or spin them an omission or tell them the truth, whatever it is. But they don't judge you. They don't look down on you, and they don't see you in the light that you see yourself. So when you come home, and, or you have been home all day, how about, right? If you are feeling lower than low, how about you just sit in their presence? What will happen in that time is that you give your mind time to relax from your day-to-day thoughts. And that in itself, in my terms and in my theory, that is emotional support from a place where you don't expect emotional support because you don't assume children to be emotionally intelligent. But sitting in the midst of children has a sense of therapy to it, especially when you are present in what they are doing. So what they are doing could be watching, right? This cartoon that is crazy and this cartoon that is weird and they are enjoying it. Watch the cartoon like them. It will take your mind off of your problems, even just for a while. This gives your mind enough time to rest, to breathe, to slow down, and to find dopamine or to find adrenaline or to find motivation somewhere somehow to keep you here. But when you are in isolation, right, it doesn't get your blood pumping. It doesn't get your blood running. You don't feel like you're here or like you are human or all of that. But if we can take ourselves out of depressive states and you just take this same body that is going through the motions and going through everything that it's going through, take this body and put it in the midst of children. Sit and put it in the midst of children. Allow yourself to play. Play with the kids, you know? Like play the building castles and play rock, paper, scissors, or play these games, right? I can guarantee you, it's only that we are an ungrateful species. We don't even notice when something good happens to us. We don't even notice when something has lifted one ton from the 20 ton that we are having. We don't notice this one ton being lifted because the tons remain heavy. But if we paid attention, we would notice that for the 30 minutes that I was outside with the kids, right, I wasn't thinking about Sarah. For the 30 minutes that I was washing the car with the children, I was not thinking about how betrayed I was by my teacher or my principal or my co-workers or my colleague. I was not thinking about my job. I was not thinking about the other person's what. I was not thinking about anything. I was just in the moment. And in that, we cherish it. And that is why we can say that if we can count time frames within our lives that we escape our reality, not into something destructive, but something constructive that doesn't require mind power, then I can say that we have rested from our distress. We've rested from our distress. And for me, when I am in distress, there are certain cartoons that I watch. I watch them because there's humor in them. And then also, they are no-brainers. It is not, it's one of those cartoons where if you catch it, you catch it. If you don't, there'll be another punchline coming. So it's not like a series where you have to follow it in order for you to know when Susie is coming back, where is Susie coming from. No, it's not even that deep. I like to watch such cartoons to relax my mind and to somehow break away from the day-to-day's dealings so that I can also just be quiet. And when I'm watching this, I'm fully invested in it. I'm fully vested. I'm fully in. So I know with Bob's Burgers, it's Linda Belcher and Louise and Tina and Jean and Bob. Bobby! Yeah. And we watch them run their restaurant. And it's always a disaster. And it's okay. But they've got great kids. You know, Jean is lovely. Jean doesn't know if he's a girl or a boy, but he's in the middle somewhere there. He just knows that he's an artist. And he plays piano and he sings. And it's not as deep as you saying that, but you should know. You will understand. Yeah, because there's nothing about gender things and there's nothing about global things and global worries. There's no Vladimir Putin there. There's nothing like that. There's no Trump there. There's nothing like that. It's just a cartoon. And if you're not a cartoon fan, there are also series that are no-brainer, series that are not complicated to listen to, because I've grown. Firstly, I find it difficult to some degree because I've been in the film production industry for a while as well. I find it a bit difficult to follow visuals or to follow movies and skits and stuff like that without thinking of the back camera. So, or behind the scenes or how it was created. So for me, when I watch something, I see all the fault in it. Like, definitely, I see all the fault in it. And then I also appreciate immaculacy. So when I'm watching something like, I watched what? From the Roots or Grassroots or something like that. And the storyline is brilliant. The storyline is great. It's about a young boy. His father died. His father had a fight with his colleague at work and something happened there. And the son of the colleague saw what happened. And now this boy had to go to initiation. You know, most the South Africans, they go to initiation, what. And it was, you know, traditional healing and all of that. And now he walks around with mud on his face, like red clay, like Oshivengange. He walks around with red clay on his face and he is out to get he's out to avenge his father's death. He wants to know what happened to his father. That's the main secret behind it. He wants to know what happened, between his father and the colleague. And also his girlfriend left him for the father's colleague's son. So these two are in a scuffle and they play rugby. So I was watching it and I was invested in the storyline and I liked it. You know, the quality is good. I liked it. And they also had diversity. They had Afrikaans, Xhosa, Zulu. They had diversity within the series. But the problem is that they use the same shots and these same shots have different reactions and it doesn't fit in with the storyline continuing from that moment. So that became a problem to me. And then they also use the same set. They also, like, they use the same picture in the future for the past. Like, so for me, in my head, the whole time, I'm like, they use the same image, or they use the same, they use the same take, for this part also. So you can tell when the one is turning around that this was more of a reaction for the actual story and not for him just turning around right now. Like, then I can't watch mediocre work. That's my problem. And in order for me to not disappoint myself, I don't really watch a lot of TV like that. So reality TV is better because then we can see what is happening and what is scripted and what is what. But, that's mainly why. But my niche or my therapy time is listening. I am a great listener for my, like, I know there's someone out there that would think that I'm not a great listener. I'm a great listener, in my own opinion. I'm a great listener. So I like to listen and I like to visualize because then I can't disappoint myself with my own visuals. You understand? And this gives me relaxation. This gives me a chance to not be thinking about my adult life, you know, my adult life, guys. Ku adulting. It is intense. Koko koka huno. Okuzugu naine. Mara, we are soldiering on and we are moving aluta. Continua. And that's what's happening. So this is also where I find, a sense of emotional support. So first of all, children, very important in emotionally supporting you. You don't need to tell your children anything. Sometimes, right? You should just allow them to hug you, allow them to touch you, allow them to be in your presence, be in their presence and don't be a frightening monster that comes from Kilimanjaro. You know, be inviting and do family activities. Do activities that incorporate you into a unit or into a structure. Now, if you live alone, right? Visit your relatives without beating yourself up about what will they say. We're so concerned about what people will say and we are not them. How do we know what they are going to say? Yesterday I had my sisters over. And it was nice because we are so grown now, you know, the younger one is expecting a baby and it's her first baby and she's 25, right? And then the middle one is 28 and I'm now 34 this year. And I cooked and we ate and we laughed and in that moment, do you think that I'm thinking about bills? Do you think that I'm thinking about, oh, this, what? Do you think that I'm thinking about problems? Of course not. I'm not saying that be at people's houses every day. I'm saying that now and then, learn to rest your mind. It will give you a sense of perspective and it will also just reboost you. Sometimes it will just open up your heart and sometimes it will allow you to breathe from whatever the current situation on the ground is. And for me, these are ways of emotionally supporting yourself and asking others to emotionally support you. I'm talking about you being in the presence of others. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying go out there and detojio problema. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that go into the world and tell people your problems because at the end of the day, we are who we are. You best believe that I'm not telling my sisters my problems. I'm not telling nobody my problems. I'm just enjoying your company. And it doesn't mean that my problems are not there, my issues are not there. No, it just means that for this moment, I'm going to park my problems in the bathroom, in the Vasrud Menki, and I'm going to leave them there. And then I'm going to come and I'm going to enjoy this very moment. And after this moment, then I can go and pick up my load again. Yeah, I can go and pick up my load again and I can go and start aluta continua with my load and it is well. But what I won't do is have opportunities to escape my my mental or escape my mind and not take it. And I'm not talking about using your alcohol to escape your situation, or, you know, using your sex addiction, or using other people, or gambling. I'm not talking about addictions, right? Or harvesting addictions. I'm talking about, or cultivating addictions, actually. I'm talking about moments that seem like they mean nothing, but they help you rest. And this is a form of emotional support. We are mainly talking about how to emotionally support our spouses, our partners, because we expect support. We expect to be loved through it. We expect to be understood. We expect to be heard. Even when we are not speaking, we expect our silence to be louder than words. We do. And the reason we do this is because we are human, right? And we do want what's best for us all the time. And we want also the people that we have, given the role as spouse, partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, to be in tune with us. So we do expect them to support us. We do expect them to support us in the way that we feel supported. But what happens when it's our turn? There are many times that I've spoken about this because, I had suffered so much emotional distress along the way. And part of the distress that I had suffered was also depression. I longed to be understood through my depressive states. I longed to be understood when I had my breakdowns and I was crying and I didn't feel good and I feel like everything is a mess. I longed to be understood and to be heard and to be soothed, right? I longed for that. But I can guarantee you the minute, right, that I stepped into a partnership with someone that had similar traits to, or similar situations, right? I was number one to say the words that I advocate against. I was number one to say things like, yeah, just snap out of it. Yes, yes. Yeah, and as we are having posters, né? So you must see the hypocrisy behind it. You must see the hypocrisy in it. Because I'm number one to tell you guys, do not tell somebody that's going through, anxiety attacks and personal attacks and depression. Don't tell them to just snap out of it and just get to the program and snap back to reality. Don't tell them that, but I have been a perpetrator. I've maybe not said it in those particular words because I am very particular with words, right? I might not have said it in those particular words, but I did mean exactly what those particular words meant. I did. But that would now leave us with, why do we want the glory from others, but we are incapable of giving it to them? And if we are not incapable of giving it to them, can we say that we are incapable of giving it to them for a long amount of time? And that is why we're talking about emotional support. That time frame. How much time is enough time for somebody to heal? How much time is enough time for somebody to heal over trauma? How much time is enough time for somebody to heal over being in a bad space? When? When is a good time? According to you, Dr. Phil, when is a good time? Do we give it a time? Do we say things like, yeah, no, but you know, it's a long time now. You know, your grandpa has been dead for a long time now. I don't know why you still talk about them. No, we don't say that. Why? Because healing from, or grief and mourning, right? Or healing from the passing of somebody that you loved, right? Or, and love still. It takes time. And it's individual time. It's time that is, it's still sufficient to 10 years, right? But it is doubled because of the way you are wired. So it's different. So in real time, I'm going to take 20 years to get over somebody. I'm going to take 30 years to get over somebody. When I talk about my grandmother, my mother's mother, my mom can cry like somebody that lost a mother yesterday. But my grandmother died 25 years ago. Your mother is your mother. Your loved one is your loved one. They were here. They existed. They took up space. They mattered. So that emotional support that we need to give our partners, how do we do it? Because we want to. There's nothing worse than watching your loved one go through, right? Emotional distress. There's nothing. And there's no helpless feeling like being next to somebody, being next to a partner that is going through emotional distress and there's nothing that you can do about it. Especially when your partner is not somebody that talks, but their body language speaks volumes. Their action speaks volumes. But the question of, are you okay, is always met with, yeah, I'm fine. So how are we going to support? How are we going to support one another through life? How are we going to support one another through difficulties? How are we going to support one another through something that we can't see, smell, touch, or feel? It's only the other person that can. This is literally us putting ourselves into somebody else's shoes, not being adequate because we can't fill them. So how do we take ownership of our space that we accommodate? How are we going to take up our rightful side in grace and humility? That's what we're talking about, in case you're wondering. So, ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. How are we going to emotionally support our spouses? How? Just how? Well, I've got the answers, but I'm painting you guys a picture of where we're going with this one.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 11th of the 8th month, 2025. It is a Monday evening and it's 10 past 10 p.m. Okay, 2100 hours. 10 minutes past 2200 hours. Whoa, that one I give up, guys. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have just joined us, we are talking about you. We're talking about your support system. We're talking about you supporting others. And we are diving deep into the conversation. So we're talking about how we're going to support our spouses and what are our expectations doing that. Now we have to talk about our own support structure, right? What do we expect? Now, many of us expect our partners to be compassionate. We expect them to listen. We expect them to hear us even when we say nothing. So there is a sense of love that comes from your silence being noticed, right? Now, there are people that live within the times that we live in that prey on others, that like to manipulate others, that live in a world that is caught up by the illusion that the internet has brought. And I believe that the internet has brought good and it brought bad, because the bad part is that we can't see in a person's soul, and that has been the worst thing ever since existence, because we can't see what another person is thinking. We can't see what another person really wants. We can't see their deepest desires. We can't see past what they show us and how they display themselves. So sometimes we take things for face value. Sometimes they say, I wear my heart on my sleeve. That means I am truthful. I am open as a book. I'm shut like a vault. It is a cluster of sayings. is a cluster of memoirs. It is biographies. It is memorial services that are held for humankind, because it is the death of us, because some people tend to go too far with a quote. So there are certain quotes, right, that say things like, yeah, there's volume that is spoken in a person that understands your silence. You know, there's volume in what, and there's what in what. Good evening to you.
Can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
I'm loud and clear.
It's the thunder.
Is it the thunder? Is there thunder where you are at?
No, you said loud and clear. I said like the thunder.
Like the thunder, my dear, yes. Popping like popcorn. Yes, it's us. Pop, pop. Like a gat.
You okay?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
Upon a snail pace.
You have come with the metaphors. Upon a slow, upon a snail pace. Hello. I am.
Yeah, everything is slow. Everything is slow.
Hello, Shakespeare.
Shakespeare is doing A-okay.
What makes you A-OK?
Taking everything as it comes.
What is everything that is coming?
Life in general.
Okay, so are you accepting or are you not expecting? Which one are you doing?
I'm expecting.
You're expecting things, you. When I'm expecting, I'm expecting. How? You may take it wrong,
guy. Hey.
My dear, I'm buzzing now. I'm going to be. She's going to be. We don't know. But it sounds nice. It rings nicely.
It has a nice
ring to it. So when we're talking about emotional support, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you?
Acknowledgement.
What are we acknowledging?
Acknowledging the turmoil that I'm going through.
Do you have a poker face? can we read the emotions that you're going through in your face? Because I think we forget what we look like when we are going through things. Yeah. And we forget our personalities when we are going through things. Yeah, you are naturally a quiet person. All of a sudden you are quiet and you are like, yeah, you couldn't even see that I'm quiet. Hello, ma'am. Ma'am, you've been quiet all your life. That's how I know you.
Because, I'm usually the kind of person that usually, keep my emotions to my side. And recently, I've experienced a loved one losing a brother.
Mm.
And then when she saw me, the body language explained everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, like when she saw me approaching, like most people would expect you to come like right to me, and then she just stood up and then gave me a hug.
Mm.
You know, not just any normal hug. It's the one that speaks. Yeah.
Yeah, the hug.
Yeah, just because
the emotion that comes after you have been wronged and somebody says "Ombidi."
You know, I couldn't say anything. Like the only thing I could do was like,
be
do you
there?
Need anything at the home? Like, do you need anything? What people need at home?
Mm-hmm.
Like for starters, that's the only thing, the first thing that I could offer.
Mm-hmm. Because men are doers.
Yeah.
Because I can't sit with you in your silence.
That's the problem.
It's not a problem. It is who we are. I can't sit with you in your problem.
or in your sorrow like that. But what I can do is make sure that the world around you is not crumbling.
Yeah.
The world around you is not crumbling. And when you come back, right, you won't find the world crumbling, or you don't have to have two pains of something crumbling around you and going through your emotional turmoil.
What's more painful is you trying to juggle things, like trying to navigate between what is needed at your comfort and everybody's comfort zone and your personal space.
Mm.
That's usually that destroy people's peace of mind during that period. Because in most cases, grieving, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a different definition of coping, but then coping
ways,
some people,
yeah.
Black don't cry.
Mm-hmm.
Coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
God always gives you something like everything that you can handle. It's usually coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how do you navigate without having your support system beside you?
Mm.
Yeah. Your support system, and I carry, somebody with open-minded questions or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And their body language must match their action.
Mm.
Yeah. It's usually like, and empathize, isn't it? Like, when you sympathize or empathize, How about you try to reflect on Elizabeth's feelings?
Mm. I think that when it comes to grief, I believe that you don't have to be a scientist to understand what somebody is going through. You just have to understand the foundation and the basics of life. And the basics and the foundation of life is that this person had known this person for a very long time, and they had loved this person. They have hated this person. They have gone through the motions with this person. And for that, right, they feel bad that this person is no longer going to be there. It is a pain that can't be taken away. You just have to go through it. If we could look at our partners or our friends, our comrades or our colleagues, and look at pain from that perspective, then it would be easier for us to understand that this is what pain feels like.
That's one tough pill to swallow.
It is.
Seriously, it is. Like, We are tomorrow's adults, right?
We are the adults that we were thinking of yesterday, yes. My dear, there's no tomorrow here. We are here. Twathika. Tulime pipi.
And then I've seen people mistreating their parents.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, when my folks passed, I was a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle like the absence of a loved one? Seriously, the absence of a loved one.
Mm.
No,
with me, a parent.
Okay. Yeah, like you see, it's always everything that comes after.
Mm.
People think that during is the most painful.
Mm.
No,
I believe the silence that speaks loudly when afterwards is the actual problem.
Have you ever tried to listen to the voices in your head that becomes louder mm-hmm. when everything else around you is quiet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's usually like when everybody else is, when they left, when everybody else gone, and then you are just left with your thoughts. That's usually the most painful.
Yeah.
Nobody to talk to. Nobody to listen to you.
Is it because we don't have anybody to talk to? Or is it because we don't have the, we don't have the capabilities of explaining our lives into a moment, right, of our existence? We don't have the capabilities of expressing or expressing our lives to a person that is not them. Because no one else would ever be capable of understanding what their departure has done to us. Only they would.
Sure. I live in a notion of preparation.
Sure.
Yeah, like
yes, preparation. But picture this. Uh-huh. I bet you, right? And I know that this is a bit of a sensitive one, and uh-huh. I need you to buckle up for this one, but it's a conversation that we will have. I believe that deep down inside, right? If I could give you a conversation that you could have with your folks, right? Uh-huh. I can guarantee you that after greeting them and getting to the parts of the question, the first question would be, what happened?
When I'm not here.
Not even when they are crossed to the other side, but just what happened that day. Like, I know you as a great driver. Like, what happened? Didn't you see it? Or what happened? Because in these situations, right, you have no one to ask that question. Only they can answer that question because they were there. So there's no one that is alive right now that can ever give you a sufficient answer. It's like you having a question that is specifically for the matriarch. You can't ask the difference. You can't ask Jax. You can't ask Hileni. You can't ask HD. You can't ask anybody. It is a question for the matriarch. And that is why it's difficult for us to express ourselves when we're going through grief, because in the back of our minds, we understand that what we want to say and what we want to ask is not questions that anyone that is here can answer. And even if you got an answer, it would never be sufficient.
Yeah, never.
Never. It will just never be enough. Like, it's just, okay. So the guy came from where? Oh, okay. And in that instance, when you ask these questions, right, every single word counts. So that is why we listen attentively. So we interpret words. So when somebody says, I believe that this is what happened, you don't look at what happened. You look at the word believe. Believe means that it is within your thoughts, but it is not a reality.
In acceptance.
Yeah, acceptance.
Because for once you need to, like, you know, when giving emotional support,
mm-hmm.
it could be any form of support.
Mm-hmm.
Among others, it's you should attentively listen to, like, when the matriarch speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like
yes, you are correct.
Those are the kind of people. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of people, when they speak, you attentively listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then from their conversation,
mm-hmm.
you take everything that you possibly can.
Yeah.
For you, maybe I could come,
mm-hmm.
but then I'm not going to give you the kind of support Elizabeth is giving you.
Yeah.
So you.
There are people that are all rounders, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I can support you, when it's work related. I can support you when it's grief. I can support you when it's that. And then there are just certain people that are just made for certain problems.
Delivering bad news.
Yeah. Mm.
Delivering good news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Oh, so it's like,
I can hear you better. I can hear you better.
Yeah.
Mm. I can hear you better. I can listen to you. And I know that you have a certain understanding of something.
I hate to be the bad, the bearer of bad news.
Yeah, but you are. You know, when my uncle passed away, right? The hospital called me. Now I'm the next of kin. I'm basically the next of kin for all my mother's siblings, right? I'm the next of kin for all their things. So I'm telling you. So the hospital called me and then they said like, we would like for you to come to the hospital. And I'm like, okay, why? Because this is my first time. I think I was, how old was I? I think I was 27 at the time or 28 at the time. I know. I'm young, right?
Hmm.
They called me and I was like, okay, so am I bracing myself? Should I prepare myself? And they're like, yeah, but are you sitting down? I'm like, yeah, I'm sitting down. Please just come to the hospital. I'm like, okay. So at this point, there's something in my heart that clicked already that this is bad news. So let me take one of my uncles that is the toughest guy I know, right? But hold the line for me. Just hold the line.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a live read from the University of Namibia. The Faculty of Commerce, Management and Law of the University of Namibia is pleased to present the hybrid face-to-face and online annual international conference on sustainable and equitable financial system, SEFS, to take place on the 21st to the 22nd of October 2025 in Windhoek, Namibia. Authors, young researchers, academians, and practitioners are invited to submit their abstracts. The submission of abstracts deadline is the 3rd of September 2025. For more information, please visit the University of Namibia's website. It is www.unam.edu.na/. Thank you so much. Alrighty. Good evening. Good evening. As you were, guys. I just quickly went to read English. As you were. All right. So in matters of grief, and I think that this is a very important conversation to have, because if you have loved ones, if you have a spouse that has lost somebody so dear to them, how do we navigate around it? And when does the navigation end? Because I know that many of us have a problem of time. We tend to put a time frame on other people's healing.
Yeah.
Like, heal quickly so we can go to the club. Now you're just mourning every day. We don't even go to the club anymore. Mm. Hurry up. Finish grieving.
But then you shouldn't be in a hurry to get through the grieving process.
Mm.
Actually, grieving process is it's a process. Not a destination.
Do you know that many people break up, right? After one spouse loses a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Many people grow, like, they break up because the other one does not know how to comfort the other one. And the other one, the one that is bereaved, does not know how to allow somebody into their grief.
Yeah, because mostly what I've experienced, mm-hmm. I've tried to be there for you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But then the more I try to be there, maybe I'm too strong while you expect of me to be weak.
But what is I'm trying to be there for you? What are you doing that is displaying I'm trying to be there for you?
No. Just presently being there, seeing me. And then you, while I'm there.
But
you
is that what I need?
That's one of the body language that I cannot decipher.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing is detachment. Mm-hmm. Exactly what you say that they
withdraw.
They break up. They mm-hmm. break up,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
See, the only thing people, like, we mostly try to run away from our feelings.
Mm.
So we detach.
Mm.
Because I think what you're giving me mm-hmm. Could be breadcrumbs
mm-hmm.
or maybe inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
So the only possible thing I can do is just trust my intuition and then think that you are not there for me as I expect you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you are just taking me for a fool.
Mm-hmm. I think that with that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we as people must understand that the world as we knew it falls apart. It's not just with grief, right? It could be with depression. It could be with emotional distress. It could even just be financial, because financial depression is real. Where somebody just becomes so depressed because they don't have money. And it's not just that they don't have money. It's that they don't have money today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years from now, they will not have it. And they have tried everything and they are not getting it. So that in itself, right, puts someone in a bad space. And this bad space is really the one that causes so much conflict that I can even pinpoint it, right, to gender-based violence and passion crimes. Because part of the insult, you know, people say that women don't date men without money. And I differ with this so much. I differ with this so much because I have seen with my own two eyes men that don't have money that are being loved and being respected by women that do have money.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen a person that just wants to love on you and that's it. You don't have to bring nothing to the table. God has blessed me enough for both of us and we are good. You understand? I've seen it. So that's why I believe that, especially with men, I believe that you guys must speak up more about going through tough times like this, that somewhere, somehow, right, your mental well-being laid in the hands and the bosom of a woman that loved you and didn't see you as less of a man because you didn't have a job, because you didn't have a payslip, because you didn't have money. You know, I think that the facade that you guys teach each other, especially not considering the fact that you guys are there with your younger sons, your young sons that are now going to grow up, because you are just boasting with your friends, but your son is there. Yeah. Your son is there and your son hears this. Now your son is under the notion, because you were so happy when you're talking about it. You know? Your son looks at you and grows up under the notion that this is what a man is supposed to be, because you are the embodiment of what a man is. And when you become frustrated financially, there is something that snaps. It's like being done something that is very, very bad, right? Like you were sexually violated as a man. You were sexually violated and your girlfriend was there. And the two of you guys now know that this bad thing happened to you. Everything that she says, right? You will nitpick everything she says so that it can go back to that, especially when you guys are angry. And let her have a fast mouth to try and hurt you with words. It will come up in an insult, right? It doesn't mean she means it. It just means that I just want to hurt you as bad as you are hurting me. And I'm going to say this because I know that this was hurtful for you. And we say this and this is now where men lose it. You understand? They lose it because you have demasculated them. And it's the same concept when it comes to finances in the contemporary times. But what we are not paying attention to is the fact that there are no opportunities for men. Absolutely none whatsoever.
You want to
beat yourself up about not having an opportunity while there are no opportunities at all.
It's always my presence, right? Mm-hmm, my presence mm-hmm. with you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't heal your wounds.
Yeah.
But it will never catch you in the same places.
Mm.
Yeah, but I'm there. I'm not gonna punish your sensitivity.
Mm.
And I won't flinch when you speak your truth.
Mm.
But I acknowledge your pain and then I can see your scars.
But I think that for the most part, I think that in this case, what we are talking about is experience.
What if I don't have it?
That's the thing. I think that the only way we can truly support one another is from our own experiences.
Mm.
Because that time when you were down and under, the one thing that you needed was a friend that pops by.
When you least expect them.
Somebody that can say, I'm coming for the weekend, ne? And when they come, they don't come and become a liability for the weekend. They come and become assistance for the weekend. You know? So now I'm not worried about you coming over and I don't have extra food. Because as we are content in our house with eating a kaka, I brought enough omboga. You know, we are content with that because what we know as a family is that we are going through hard times. You know, if there's nothing, but we are okay with that. But now when you come and you want to come and support me, but you don't come with food, it gives me other stress now. You understand? So I think that if we can put ourselves, right, into places that we never thought we would come out of. And we made
In a places where you acknowledge that I'm far, I'm few, and I'm far between.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, I'm few, and I'm far between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does that riddle mean, sir? Decipher that one, elaborate. Yeah, I'm far in between seven.
I'm few
and far.
Yeah, between.
Mm.
It means that I light up rooms when I walk through.
Mm.
My energy is alluring and emotions is stimulating. It's always in that sense.
I'm not as smart as you people think I am.
Who got you there in that situation you're sitting right now?
Ah, you people. Mm-hmm. But I get what you're saying. I get what you mean.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's really honestly just being in a space of understanding that if it were me, what would I need most from my friend? From my friend coming over
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if I was going through a thing, right?
Mm.
I would like for someone to sit with me in the silence, and for someone to understand when we can break the silence, and someone that is not uncomfortable in my space.
Call my name, it's yours to call.
Ozala. Daddy.
No. Yeah, no. Okay.
Which one? Where we are calling Jehovah?
No.
JW. No, Jehovah's Witness. JW.
Shashi, to a certain extent, if I have to sympathize, I'm a deep healer.
Mm-hmm.
I will, in one way, more than one, I will always extend my heart and bear my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I will always serve you the naked truth. Kuchanota shukuru ruma.
Why?
Because I come with insecurities and flaw and scars and baggages. Okay. I won't pretend to be someone I'm not. Mm-hmm.
But is that all you are?
That's all that I am.
That's not all you are.
One thing.
Those are the identities that you choose to identify yourself in. Yeah? You choose to identify yourself as broken, damaged, and healing slowly, scarred. But the world is filled with tissue oil, friend. The scar can go away. How?
Yeah, it is said that the heart hurts and then it bears a scar.
Mm-hmm. But they also say crooked sticks draw straight lines.
We always try to shoot a loving arrows at the crooked angle.
Mm.
Yeah, like hoping that my arrow catches your heart.
Mm. But if we're coming with baggage,
acceptance.
No, we don't accept nonsense. Sometimes people.
Baggage.
Aye. We are not accepting nonsense, guys. It's 2025. We don't accept that.
I thought we were in 2023. When did we get here?
My dear, we are not accepting that one. Kucha, you must love me with my scars. No, dear. No, dear. Love me with my baggage. No, dear. Most of us are carrying baggage. Most of us are carrying baggage because we have become accustomed to the weight. And when we drop them, we would not feel like we belong because we are so used to the chaos. There are certain people that are used to chaos. And when it's peaceful, right, they create chaos because they don't know how to thrive in an environment that is not chaotic.
Oh, like...
You bring up unnecessary fights.
I don't want peace.
I want problems always.
Yeah, one person, not promises.
Yeah, but sometimes the promises are the ones that light up your heart.
Oh, like I never asked for perfections. I only asked for realness. Or truth.
No.
A love that stays, Mama.
You love all the quotes. That's why I say that. I think that you should stay away from the internet for a while.
No, like... It's usually the, you see, like, the people that you see, everything else is in the details.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the relationships you have with your wallet, mostly, the backbone of it.
Mm-hmm.
The backbone of every relationship.
Mm-hmm. Is what?
Communication.
Is it communication?
Yes.
Like, why?
How do you, like, you need to communicate with somebody which what you're doing is wrong.
We're talking about communication. We're not talking about calling people's flaws out.
See, yeah, but...
You see? Why are we always pushing it to the negative narrative? We're talking about an entire relationship. So the only time we're communicating is when you do something wrong.
No.
Yeah, it's more like
that means you just want to be a teacher. Corrections. Yeah.
Can you step outside the comfort zone for a minute?
Why? We have this ideology of what love should be. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what kills the romance in the first place, because nobody is capable of meeting our expectations, because our expectations are unrealistic. You want me to be a great communicator, but then you are a bad receiver of news. How? Eh? Why didn't you tell me? I didn't tell you because if I told you, you were going to kill me, say.
Mm.
Yeah, but why didn't you just say so? Because if I would have said so, then I was not going to get a ride here. You leave me, Moshana. Moshifekeshana Maviro.
Yeah.
Because you are not a good receiver of information. We ask for effective communication. We ask for good communication. But many of us are not actually capable of handling or receiving bad news in a neutral manner. Have you ever met somebody that was asking the partner, they were fighting, they were asking the partner, are you cheating on me? And then the partner said yes. And then the other one starts crying and basically rolling on the ground. No, you asked me to be honest. How?
I know.
Yeah. So what is it? Which one do you want? Do you want honesty or do you want me to patch up your ego? What do you want? Exactly.
But I didn't expect just...
Yes, it's going down.
Time, more like the other time I came to you, like, what? You know what I'm afraid of?
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid of somebody coming, coming to the matriarch knowing that this is what matriarch brings to the table. Yeah. Actually, opportunist.
Yeah. Capitalist. Yeah.
No, like the person that told me apparently she likes me, like the other time when mm-hmm. I came to you, like, is this a real or one of those opportunists?
Mm-hmm.
Because knowing that Elizabeth works for the radio, if I call,
mm-hmm.
whatever time of day she will pick up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need help, and then I called, they were, please meet me halfway. No, that's not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's again.
Do you want to be loved for who you are?
Is there someone out there like that?
But who are you? How can we love anybody for who they are if we are not done developing?
Really? Are you insulting me?
We are not done developing. We are underdeveloped out here. We are not done. The 60-year-old you is not the 30-year-old you. So that means we are different people in different phases of our lives. The version of you as a father to your daughter, to your son, to your other daughter, they are completely different versions.
Yeah.
So how is it that you expect someone to love you wholeheartedly for who you are when you don't even know who that is? To be honest with you, I tell you guys this all the time. I have no idea who I am.
Shashi, umana. Okay, fine. I'm afraid.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Watila, terrified. Mm-hmm.
Umana, my biggest fear.
Yeah.
My kids watching me in a toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It does more damage to them.
Mm-hmm. Than watching you love someone.
Yeah.
That's really? Some of my goals. Yeah.
But there are two displays.
I know, but like when you are in the toxic relationship.
No, but what look are you giving now? My father was lonely. My father was so hard-hearted that he couldn't let anyone in.
No.
Well,
that's actually the question that comes from my kid's aunt.
Yeah.
Nangola tapla kucha ano vena na.
Eh.
Yeah. Some of the things we cannot discuss via radio, but yeah, that should be like
I know. Okay. Who's that?
I've been here. What's going on with you?
There's nothing going on. I'm just afraid, huh? Can a person not be afraid for 10 years? Oh, you people are putting a time frame on my fear. Bingo me to work where?
No, I stay in a family where sarcasm speaks louder, like everywhere.
Yeah, there comes what? Pomborum. Pomborum, me want bullet. I'm a tiki high. I would have so much fun if I was a family member. Ah, when I see you. Oh, bachelor. These are the young bachelors of Ondangwa.
The wannabes.
But it's not that bad.
I know.
It's not that bad. At least you're finally coming to terms with it. It took a long time. It took a lot of therapy.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that it's fine too. Like, just be afraid. It's fine.
Feel the fear and then do it anyway.
Feel the fear, my dear. Just understand that at the end of the day, this is your life. Eh? It's only that yours is a bit complicated because your decisions affect other people.
I want to make decisions that they reflect the kind of life that I want to live tomorrow, not just today.
Yeah.
No,
or you can just go and have your fun and come back home, huh?
With
others, other kids.
Communicable diseases out there.
How sometimes you just go to the clinic, and go week. I think I was exposed to something. He'll just help you. And you tell yourself, like, it was worth it. Things are not death sentences anymore.
Do you know how many relationships I've been into, for the past 3 years?
None.
That only went until the talking stage.
The problem is you.
Thank you.
You don't value sex. You. You don't value it. Like others.
No.
The best way to relieve your stress after you get robbed is to go and have sex. Ha. Huh? You left the sex then went home.
We think a boy.
First thing your girlfriend asks you, says she at least get laid. Like, no.
we are different.
I understand you're different. I understand that we're different, like, and this is me supporting you emotionally through this phase of your life.
You see the place where there's certainty,
mm-hmm.
where there's consistency,
mm-hmm.
in the reassurance.
Yeah.
All in that order like that.
Like a married dude.
Oh, no, not yes. like a married dude.
You're married.
I know, all in that order, reassurance, consistency, or certainty, yes, but I know I cannot find it, all in that order, per se.
But who said so?
And I hope, I'm praying and hoping that I will find it.
Who said that you will not find it? Maybe you just have to be patient and wait.
Maybe I told my daughter that I speak to an emotional ball buster.
Yeah.
And it was like, what is that? Like,
I did.
The radio on the radio.
Mm.
A buster of emotional balls.
We'll pop them like popcorn, my dear. We shall pop, pop, pop.
It was like, when you don't go to your father.
Mm-hmm.
Or your aunt Zandile, or to whom do you speak about pressing matters?
This is auntie like, of yours that's on the radio. From
yes,
where?
I go to the radio and then decipher.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, okay. On the radio, really?
Mm.
Yeah. So, no, like, I think it's, the sponge, like when it comes to ideas and everything, how you treat them, mm-hmm. like they suck up everything. If you are in, if you are going through something, they can tell.
Mm-hmm. Because they are your emotional support.
If you are not happy, they know. If there's somebody that passed away, they know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lucky enough, when this friend of mine was going through, like, it was during the school holidays, I was just home alone.
Mm-hmm.
I just them. And they were like, yeah, like, people told us that you have a friend that has a brother that passed.
Mm-hmm.
They say, yeah. They sympathize, like, we speak everything under the sun as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's our little place we go home.
Mm-hmm.
Shashi, actually, that's the place where love and feeling good doesn't cost anything.
Mm.
Yeah. Oiko, wapi koni, Shashi. We need this world.
Yeah. Men are people. Also, I know.
Who says that?
Young Namibians who have recently turned 18 years old, the time has come for you to take your first step in exercising your constitutional right of voting. Register as a voter during the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. Uphold your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right and register to vote.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace,
I'm planning an event for next weekend, hey? And I don't know how to best go to hear about it. All right, so support system. What do we need under a support system?
Respecting somebody else's boundary.
Mm-hmm. Respect of boundaries. What are boundaries, my friend?
Standards.
Mm-hmm. Define. Go deeper. Go deeper, please.
Okay. I'm building walls, right?
Mm-hmm. Accepting that I'm building walls.
Mm-hmm.
And these walls are now my boundaries.
If you want,
not cross them.
If you want the access, come correct.
Mm-hmm. Come correct. So, mm-hmm. How do I, as a partner or a person that is your friend, colleague, whatever, how do I recognize what correct is to you? Like in this case now, you're going through emotional distress. How do I recognize what is a boundary and what is not a boundary? Because we don't even know that these are our boundaries until something happens to us, until somebody shows us that this is uncomfortable.
Your Majesty,
mm-hmm.
at our big age,
mm-hmm.
do I really need to hold you by the hand and then tell you how to do right by me?
Okay. So let's take the case of I lost a brother.
Okay.
And we live 5 houses away, but I'm also one of your closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, what do you do for me to support me emotionally?
I'm going to be there, like, I'll come, like...
You're going to be at my house all the time?
Yeah. Not all the time.
When you're going to be there for the funeral, just like everybody else?
No, when it's necessary.
When is it necessary?
Yeah, like, I'm going to give you kindness.
When is it necessary?
To show up.
When?
I mean, every day. I'll make sure that I'm...
So you're going to be at my house every single day?
Yeah, like...
For how long?
I show up in the morning for at least 30 minutes.
For how long?
To see if you are in one piece.
For how long?
Until the morning days. I'm going to encourage self-care.
However, we are not moving on. We're just there, in that place. So you're going to be coming to my house every day, even just for 30 minutes to come and check on me.
Yeah.
For how long?
And then go back
for
to my
how
life?
Long?
Until your cup is full.
When is my cup going to get full?
When you accept that the person that you once loved is no more.
When will I accept that? So if I take 3 years, you're going to be coming to my house every single day for 3 years for 30 minutes.
No. Brother. That's
exactly what I'm saying. That is exactly what I'm saying. Because we have a time limit for people's pain. You can't do that for 3 years. Why? A year. You should be over it by now. So what happens if I am your partner and I'm in this state for 3 years?
It's not a betrayal to forget about those we love that past.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. So you're not preaching to the choir. You're preaching to a wall, boundaries. Yeah. So let's go again.
What did I get myself in?
Yeah, no, but this is what we need to discuss, right? Because people are living in situations where the other person is stonewalling them. And then the other person is getting angry and frustrated that they are not over it. How do you get angry and frustrated? Because you have been trying to support them. For when? For a long time. For the past 3 years. I go to their house every single morning for 30 minutes to check if they are fine. You see that? But the thing is that many of us are not... What if it was you and you still need those visits? And then the person is saying something like, 3 years is a long time. How do you feel? What if you still need them? What if you have now found motivation and hope in those pop-ins? Then what? What happens? People leave you alone. Because they have expectations of when you should be over it.
Because they give you
a time frame.
A reassurance and practical support, and then you are turning it down.
No. I'm not turning it down. I'm just grieving. I'm in distress.
No, like I didn't take it that far.
But we don't. I'm pointing this out not because I'm putting you on the spot. I'm pointing it out to display human behavior. Because if I was depressed for 6 years, I can guarantee you that you're only going to be around for 8 months at most.
If you are strong.
If you are strong. And if you're not strong, you're out. But yet, right? When I get better, I'll not remember 8 months. I'll remember the fact that you left me at my lowest. Bruh. He abandoned me. He abandoned me and left me at my lowest point in my life. For that, I'll never forgive him. Yeah, it's exactly that. Because even if we were in the same situation and in the same shoes, we would also do that.
Oh, yeah. I know nothing about life.
No. Sorry. You know enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know enough to understand that you have to be realistic, and we have to continue, right? Being exactly. There with our partners and our colleagues and our friends for as long as we can. We can't get tired. Do you know that these are the tests that human beings are given to showcase their humanity, because they are not God. Right? There's a thing called unconditional love. Do you know that love here is conditional? There's no one here on earth that does not have, that has unconditional love. Even parents have conditional love. Do you know that there is a point that you would come and you would hate your child because she chooses to be a what-what and what-what and what-what, and it's bad, and you just can't believe that this is what she decided, you know? And you don't think that, like right now, you can't picture that. You can't know. I would love my children unconditionally. Until that day comes and you just don't want it. I was sitting with my in-law, Kuku, and she has a grandson that she has taken care of since birth, and she loves this boy, or she loved, past tense, she loved this boy so much. And then kakorake kuje happened. And then ditoronje mokahema happened. And now when you talk about this child to her, she is saying, my dear, even if you guys take him away today, I could care less. And this is like her grandchild. She will bury him. Yes. But for her to just anua, like, oh my goodness, my grandson, never.
Back in the days now.
Never again. Why? Because he has displayed, right, things that were not in the conditions of the love that she felt. I loved him because he was a good boy. I loved him because he was helpful and respectful. Now, when you lack respect and you lack helpfulness and when you lack being loving, then I do not love you anymore. I loved my partner because they were faithful. And when they started being unfaithful, I stopped loving them. Because the condition is faithful. People think that when we talk about unconditional love is loving somebody regardless. The truth is that everybody has things that they can't tolerate. You know, when you see somebody being beaten by the partner, right? You say, it could never be me. And really, it could really never be you ever. Because the minute some chick comes from wherever and she lifts a hand at you, you're like, I'm not going to be in a toxic thing of people beating each other. Never. I'm not going to go to jail because of you, ma'am. I'm done. And you walk away. But then, right? But then, maybe you are the type of dude that would tolerate a drunk woman that is embarrassing you left, right, and center. The whole Ondangwa knows that on kintu hoya koranai is tamene poba.
I have to go, matriarch.
Yeah. You see? Tolerance.
Okay, yeah. I think my time is for today, so.
All right. Thank you so much for your regular check-in. I'll see you on the other side. Keep listening.
Bye, Mama.
Ciao, ciao.
Forever and a day.
Forever and a day.
As always.
As always. Salute.
Right.
Ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? We're talking about how we are going to support our partners emotionally. Now, the reason that I'm talking about this, because we find it extreme. I feel like many of us think we can support our partners emotionally. But truth is that it's hard. It's hard to support another person emotionally. It's the hardest thing that you can do. I think that financial support is easier, or any other kind of support is easier, because that one eliminates the problem now and it's finished. But with emotional support, there's no guarantee that if I assist today with this emotional support that I'm giving, the person is going to be better tomorrow. We are okay with being the ones that are supported. But when it comes to us supporting others, we find it a tad bit difficult because, tolerance of one another, tolerance, patience. We don't have patience with other people's emotions because we don't know when it ends. If we knew that they're going to be depressed for 6 months, we would emotionally prepare for being somebody's support system for 6 months. And then after the 6 month, then we are done. We are back to being a happy-go-lucky kind of person. But the problem is that it's not guaranteed. We don't know if this is a forever thing, or it is a permanent thing, or it's just a couple of months, or it's just through this season, or it's just through this phase. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what's beating us. If we could take that away, if we could not expect the person to be better or feel better tomorrow, right? Then if we can expect thunder and rain every day, we would learn to appreciate the day when the sun comes out. We'd learn to appreciate the day when it's not raining. We would learn to appreciate that and do the most with that day. You know, with people that live in rainy places or cold places, when the sun comes out, some people even close offices so that they can go to the beach, so that they can go and enjoy the sun. Now that's something nice. So to support your partner emotionally means that you would need to focus on active listening. You need to be a good listener, right? And you need to be empathetic, and you have to have open communication. Validify, right? Their feelings. Offer reassurance and be patient during challenging times. You can't come back and say that you're still in bed. I left you here when I went to work, and then I find you in bed after I come back from work. It's like you did nothing. Bro, I'm going through my emotions and I'm going through things. How am I supposed to get up and go and do something? It's hard. But we can't understand that. We can only understand it when we are the ones that are doing it. When it's us, we want the world to understand us. I think it's frightening to watch your partner go through something painful emotionally and not being able to come to their aid, not being able to take away the pain or to soothe it. I think it's painful to watch your child have emotional distress, and there's nothing that you can do about it to come to their aid. The only thing that you can possibly do is be there, try and motivate them, but you can't guarantee that tomorrow your people are going to wake up motivated and they're no longer going to be in whatever state they are in. And that's difficult. It's difficult because you want the best for them. It's difficult because you love them. It's because they're all you wanted. They're all you want. That's it. And that's what makes it difficult, right? Because how are we going to navigate through this? How am I going to be patient enough to support you emotionally? How am I going to be an active listener, for example? We need to listen, right? And that's listening even when somebody's not talking. You need to be able to pay attention. You need to be able to be connected to your partners so that even when they are talking, they're not talking, you understand what they're saying. You understand their body language. You understand what they're going through. And I know you're not a mind reader out there. And I know that you are not supposed to smell it, right? But sometimes we can smell it. So for those that intentionally keep quiet, going to back to the vindictive one, the opportunist, the prayer. For those that are vindictive enough to keep quiet intentionally to check who is going to reach out to you because of silence and who is going to give you sympathy because of your intentional silence, right? That's just foul and that's just cold. Don't do that. Because then you are defeating the purpose of everything. Now you want to be on the internet telling people like, yeah, nobody came out for me. Nobody. If we were not there for you, then why would we be reading your status? So you put it on your status so that you can get attention. Like, what is your problem? Are you not supposed to be going through something? Why are you not focused on what you are going through? Why are you here on the internet blaming us for not seeing your pain, not going through life with you? Eh? Nobody noticed my silence or absence. Because the people that would have noticed your absence, they're right next to you. They don't need to reach out. They don't need to do anything. And even if they are not, right? It's because you didn't tell anyone. You want me to smell that you're in the hospital while you didn't tell me that you're in the hospital. You want me to smell that your grandma passed away while you didn't tell me. Yeah, but I put it on my status. Are we supposed to be reading status? And that's also another thing. Like, now if you are coming there and coming to tell me that, yeah, You didn't even put it on your status. How am I supposed to know? Right? They are so, everything is such a double-edged sword out here. Everything is nasty. We are brutal. We are vindictive. We are hurtful. I think that we should dive into what we need to do to support our people. And maybe we should just take it as it is. Sometimes, right? Not everybody talks. And sometimes it's just sitting in the moment and allowing them to have you there in their space without making them uncomfortable. You can ask a series of questions if you would like. That would be great, because what's life without questions, right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go for our quick break. I'm Dia Tue Pipinti, and I will be right back. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio, and please call in.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And Basically, any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. If you have just joined us, I am the amazing matriarch. We will give it, my dear. We will give it. We will toot our own horns through this life, and we will toot and toot and toot until kingdom come. Wallazallah. That is for it is. Okay. So we're talking about supporting our spouses. How are we going to support our spouses emotionally? Because it's easy to do everything else. Physical support. It's easy. Just help out with your body, physical. Eh? So when the man is building the house, please just be the person that gives him the ladder. Be the person that's giving him the paint, you know, support, you know, physical support. Be the person that's helping carry, you know, your mom to the bathroom. Be the one that is helping carry the groceries. Just use your body. That's physical support. Spiritual support, my dear. That one is now for the others that are on the other side. Like, you know, support and religious support also. Yeah, you can support your person when your person just wakes up one day and decides that they are going to change their life around. They're giving their life to Jesus, and here you are cohabitating with this person, and this person is not giving you patupata anymore because now they're a religious girl, right? Because it's usually the women. I haven't really met guys that just woke up and they're still in relationships and they just woke up and they are just, I'm going to become born again tomorrow. Like her. No, I've never. But women, many. Yeah, I think I've been thinking about it for a while alone. Yeah, not discussing it. And then all of a sudden the faith comes with its new boundaries, and it's no coitus, it's no touching, it's no explicit clothes, it's no, you know. And that one is a difficult one to drop on another person, especially when they are not in the same space that you are in. But there are waves, or your friend becoming serious all of a sudden. It's just, that's the weirdest one. I think I was that friend that just became serious overnight. I just took my life seriously overnight. And it's all wah. Like, no, guys, I'm not doing that anymore. No, I don't drink. Like, it was the weirdest thing. It took like 2 years for people to come to terms with the fact that, no, ons gaan hang. But I get tired easily, and I get tired easily because I'm sober the whole time and I'm just watching you guys. And also, I think that with sobriety, with me, sobriety came with new challenges and new fears because I got to experience drunk people. Usually in drunkenness, there is reckless behavior. And when you are all in drunkenness, the reckless behavior is not deemed to be reckless behavior. It's deemed to be having fun and having a good time. Now, when there is a sober person that is within this reckless behavior, the sober person sees the reckless behavior. And this in itself gives a level of anxiety. And I believe that that is part and parcel of why I just redirected my whole entire life and put my life into doing things that bring me joy, like coming to work and consistency and work ethic and morale and all of this, because the recklessness had an aftermath, because It left a stain, you know, it left a stain, a bruise on this vessel of mine. Because if we are all drunk and we all want to go to Swakop so that we can see the sun rise, right? Then that means we are all driving to Swakop and we are all drunk. That means if I'm sitting in the car, the likelihood of me chatting it up or even sleeping because I'm wasted, right? Sleeping while we're getting to Swakop is high. And if there are animals or oncoming traffic or whatever is happening, or we are speeding or something, the likelihood of me not seeing it is there. But be the sober one in the midst of drunk people. When you tell somebody to slow down, they will most probably not hear you. And even if they do slow down, right? There's still a slur to it. There's still a stumble to it. So many people have lost their lives because they were intoxicated. And they were in situations that deemed it to be reckless. Things that you wouldn't do on an ordinary day. I don't see ordinary citizens driving omatheregatatu. Even if you have a fast car. Ordinary citizens that are sober are not driving 300 to go to work. No. They're not even driving 300 to go to the north. Or to go to the south or the east or the west. But drunk people are. I believe that that's a contributing factor to our accidents. So imagine being anxious that somebody is going to, you guys are going to crash and you're going to die. And everybody's like, nah, brah, it's not going to happen. Nah, brah, it's not going to happen. You become the party pooper. Eventually, you stop taking the invitations and they stop inviting as well because you never show. And then even when you show, you're negative Nancy because you are applying logic to everything. Let's not spend so much money on takeout. Let's just buy a bribe pack and we bribe it. But nobody wants to fire. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to wait. You see? Spend more money when we're drunk. Recklessness. So, it came with its own anxieties. And then that's why we chose to live the lives of quietness like this. So, what else are we going to do? All right. So, we're talking about emotionally supporting our partners. The first thing that we need to do is we have to actively listen, right? We have to actively listen. And this means, one, paying attention. Put away distractions. Put away distractions like your phone, laptop, and concentrate on the conversation. Now, I know that This one is a difficult one because many people are glued to their phones. Some are glued to their phones because it's where the bread comes from. Sometimes the business is the cell phone, and it's very difficult for us to put down the phone because the business is the cell phone, right? Without the cell phone, there's no business. But if you want to support your spouse, have conversations with them without distractions. Focus on what your partner is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. So notice their body language, notice their faces, notice their hands, notice their feet, notice how they are sitting, right? And you can easily tell if somebody is uncomfortable or not, or if you are faced with a dilemma of some sort when it comes to telling their body language. You know them well enough to say that they don't display anything. So them not displaying anything has to match their words. So if they say that, no, I'm fine, right? And their body language is also saying I'm fine. Then you look at their routines. Are they out of character? Are they in character? You look at little things that are done. So you look at forgetfulness. You look at forgetfulness. That means they are not never minded, but absent minded. Have you ever went to make a cup of coffee, and then you put in your 2 spoons of coffee, and then you get to the kettle, and then you go and put in water in the kettle, and when you go and put in water in the kettle, you bring the kettle back, and then you make the water, right? You start boiling the water, then you go and you get another cup. And then you put in coffee, and then you put in sugar. And then by this time, the water has boiled. So you go to the fridge, then you go and collect the milk. And then you collect the milk, another cup, and then you put in sugar and milk and coffee. And then at that point, you are sitting with 3 cups in front of you. So that means you're absent-minded in what you are doing, because you are not paying attention to it, because your thoughts are elsewhere. So look at that. If you're looking to see if there is a problem of some sort, you look at what they are doing, because some people are difficult to tell. Some people are difficult to read. And if you have a parent like that, a mother like that, a sister like that, a partner like that, then what would be logical is for you to look at the things that they are doing and how they are doing what they are doing. So this person is maybe one of those people that prides themselves at doing things under perfection. All right, you can call back. The number in studio is 083-288-401. They are perfect at doing what they like to do. And all of a sudden, because there's something that's happening, they are no longer paying attention to detail, right? Then this is how you would also know that there's something that's up. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Good evening. Aina.
How are we?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm okay.
How's your grandmother?
She's fine. She's suffering from flu and cough.
Oh, only those ones.
And also me.
Nee? You're also struggling from that one.
Yeah, she's forever asking me.
My dear, hey. Nino watarako, ganda tarako nino oko turi?
Nen, ay, nandi tarako ka, inandi nobuela?
Nee?
She should keep guy checking from, you told me it was from the 1st of August.
Mm-hmm.
I know from last month end.
Mm-hmm.
But I should not pay attention along it was. I don't know.
But you must just check again.
I'll tell her tomorrow in the morning.
Mm-hmm. But you must check first to see, you know, before you just go and tell her, check, ne? You check first. If you find us, then yes. Then you can tell her, kucha, yeah, it's here.
Boom, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll do so tomorrow. I'm I'm home full time tomorrow.
Aha, okay. So we are talking about emotional support. How are you going to emotionally support your partner?
My partner?
Oza. Long distance.
No, it's just time.
Timer? There's no timer.
We've been both busy.
There's no time for the relationship.
Even if you're coming from the campus, sometimes you just say hi. When I move, we have been tired.
But, I'm tired now. I'm too tired to be in a relationship.
We are trying very hard
to maintain it and keep it here, Mara. Woo!
The way that I've been supporting him in the beginning was, let me just, in the beginning emotionally.
When you were supportive.
The truth is, school is tiring us.
Yes.
And, there's just no time. You know, when your mind is...
What is there no time for? To love someone, or what is it? There's no time for?
Not really to... Love is there.
Yeah. What's the problem, man? There's no time for what, exactly?
Just for you to be committed to the relationship as in the beginning.
Like, what was the commitment there in the beginning?
Checking up on each other regularly.
Mm.
Giving each other motivation.
Mm.
Because we're both students most.
Mm-hmm. So now there's just a good morning.
Yeah,
good night, Nay. I hope you ate today.
No, there's just good morning, good morning. Are you up for work, Nenge?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
I'm trying my best. Oh, okay. Very good.
So, the way that I'm supporting him emotionally at the beginning, I always make sure that I check up on him regularly. It's either I do it first or he do it. It's kind of a support that I used to give. And also, I used to, I used to offer physical comfort.
Okay.
Like giving him just a simple high five or maybe a hug.
You used to high five your boyfriend. High five.
You told me the power of high five, mother.
And it works, ne? It works. Because it's like, it's the weirdest thing. You're probably the only girlfriends, only me and you in this world that is high fiving our partners. High five!
In the morning, high five. You look good. Just high five.
Yeah. Like, oh wow. And he's like, oh wow.
In the process, I also, what do I used to do? I also used to encourage.
The way you're talking about it, like it end already.
No, it's still going.
She much better to shining in Ali.
I used to encourage him. I don't really pressure him.
Okay.
But we support him because he likes basketball. Although myself, I don't like that kind of thing.
Even the way you talk about it, yeah, we can tell you don't like that kind of thing. Whatever it is, a sport or what. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to understand it. I'm okay. No. I also don't ask you to understand my hospital things. It's fine. We can all have our own interests, love.
And I also, you know, I'm thinking what I used to do in the beginning, but because things are not the same anymore. I also used to listen to him actively. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But if I, he's a man, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like listen to him, to his things, his crazy ideas.
Yeah.
I just want to make papers, ne? You think it's a good idea? Yes. They melt them. You know, don't just write on them, they melt. It's like, oh, doesn't that defeat the purpose? Like, oh, okay, it's a very good idea, Shield. Yeah. So that people don't read your things. Because even you won't be able to read your things also. Brilliant idea.
So, and last but not least, always that the validate his feelings. And also, the last thing that I always do, I always take care of myself. Yeah.
For him. I take care of myself for you, okay? I'm eating this chocolate for you. Eh? I'm spending this money for you. I'm practicing self-care for you. So you don't have to be with a smelly person. Hey, I'm buying these clothes because of you. Hey, I'm passing because of you. Eh? I'm doing this for you. This is for us. Eh? For our future.
For our future. Because we from the scratch.
I take care of myself for you. Uh-huh. I don't take care of you. I take care of me for you. Mm-hmm. Mm. So that you can have a nice thing. Okay.
So, yeah, that's all. I cannot really say the way I used to, but because I'm still doing it, but just not often.
So it's because you're busy.
Yeah, but the thing is still there, it's still going.
The thing, the relationship. What do you have, Pandora? I remember for you for a year, you were asking for a boyfriend. Now that you are having him, you are calling his thing a relationship. You are calling his relationship a thing. Ow! Come on, Papa, Mama. Okay, you give them what they ask for. It's like it's nothing. They only thank you for the first week. Second week, this man you give me. Okay. It's hectic there. So how would you deal with your partner maybe losing his job?
Losing his job, how will I deal with him? Losing his job.
Get fired. Yes, like that. Get fired.
Like that is also a loss for me. Look.
Whoa! Oh my God, how will I go to school?
So,
oh my God. We lost our job. No, not we. He lost his job. That was supporting all of us.
He lost his job.
So how would you be supportive to him emotionally? Let's say hypothetically he loses his job and then he gets depressed because of it. And now he doesn't want to shave. Doesn't do his hair because he can't. He can't. And then it's either he gains a lot of weight or he loses a lot of weight. Right? And he's just not fun anymore. How will you handle that?
Before starters, I'll understand the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll assess it. Mm-hmm. Then I will try to sit down with him.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him,
mm-hmm.
not really giving him motivational words because in a moment they are not really needed.
Mm.
Sometimes sometimes you don't need motivational words.
Mm.
I'll talk to him, talk to God. Mm. I think
God can help you.
Yes.
Mm.
But throughout, I'll still be with him. Although, yeah, I can not really say that I can be fully committed.
Why can't, my dear, through colors, you cannot hurt him. You can't be fully committed because he doesn't have a job. You see these things. Me, I'm preaching that women can love you even if you don't have a job. Then you come here. I mean, I will not be fully committed because you're unemployed. Ah! No. Ah, guys.
No, love is still there. Love will still go because I can still consider him my person.
Mm. Okay, so what if he doesn't get a job in 5 years?
Now, am I... Okay. At that stage, am I also working?
No, your life continues. You finish this year, you start working next year. Yeah, he lost his job this year. Yeah, you start working next year. And then 4 years from there.
Oh, that's a long time. That's a long time.
But he was also supporting you.
I really don't know.
But he was also supporting you.
Yeah, he was also supporting me.
So what's your problem?
Come on.
What? And I come on. What?
Mom.
In
the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be depending on me.
And? I thought you said you love him.
Yes, but...
And what's your problem? Yes, he'll depend on you.
You know, it's really tired, Sam. It's You know, when you started working, and then your person is depending on you financially, at some point you just get tired.
Why?
Why?
Mm.
You are sharing the money.
But him, he also didn't get tired. At some point we also get tired. But him, he didn't get tired, ma'am. So what's the difference between you and him? Are you not old people? Him is also, like, he's also just watching his friends having girlfriends that are working. Eh? And him, his girlfriend is in school. He goes school. Sister. She works for free. She's tired for free. And apparently that he's not allowed to get tired, but you are also going to get tired because, you know, if the person's depending on you, okay?
I cannot imagine.
You can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
Of course.
What if that imagination turns into reality?
Yeah.
That will be just me living like that. It's going to be a reality of us now. Come on.
So you're going to look for another one. This guy treats you well. There's nothing that he does that is bad to you. So you're going to go and look for the one that has a job that's going to bring you AIDS.
There's nothing that he does. I will just try, but it's not guaranteed. I'll try. You are having your person to take care of and also a child. I will try. It's not going to be. It's not a guaranteed thing. I will try.
The problem is that the problem with emotionally supporting our partners is that we expect them to support us. We expect them to be there for us, but we can't return the favor. Why?
We as women.
No, we as people. Because also, even him himself, right?
Oh.
He's also just out there thinking like, yo, kukarano kakadoni agarongone.
Problem.
My dear, you can't, you know, even if your car breaks down, you can't call her. you just have no one to depend on. You're just alone. Yeah. But ukulingana okay make. I don't have credit. Because ever since you met this guy, you have more airtime. Hey! Kakura ka ku jay is you. Yeah, even him, his friends, girlfriends are adding. The guy is only shooting 6,000 so that he can buy his Amarok. The girl is adding 6,000. Where could number 6,000 at? His friends, and they want to go with their girlfriends on boat cruises. Him, he must pay double.
He must pay double.
Yeah. But you don't hear him saying things like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, because it's not even guaranteed that you're going to get a job. So you might, what if you're down for 5 years and you guys are still together? Do you think that he's going to leave you because you don't have work? But you leave him because he doesn't have work.
He's not going to leave me. He will have to keep me.
He will just keep you. Because it's what life is. The problem is that if people knew that people would not stay for hard times with them from the beginning of the relationship. Many people would never be in relationships like you. Would not be in a relationship, you.
No. Don't I possess those qualities to stay? But, I mean, I can.
I'll try until I get tired.
I'll be trying. And I'll be living with hopes.
That maybe
you'll
be the type of woman that complains. I know, a bright pack of your pamonare. We must economize. Eh? It's easy for you to just be eating the way you want because you buy nothing.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. But the situation.
In your heart.
He's bathing
2 times a day. Why? Why is this man? Now we have to go to those no-name shower gels because this is the only way this man. He wants to eat 3 pieces of chicken. My God.
The sad part is you can leave him home. Sometimes you lift dirty dishes and then he doesn't do anything.
And if you complain, he says, I'm not your maid.
He's not working. I don't know that.
But the thing is that there are so many double standards right now because you are exactly the same. Why is it okay for you to be that? The guy is going to work every day. When he comes back, he just finds you on the phone with Matriarch. The TV is on, the fan is on, all the lights in the house are on. And then the door is even open. So the aircon that you put on is not even working because the door is open.
I really don't know. But doing guy really do things for love. I know it's love guy feeling that comes within us, or maybe sometimes you just want to stay with a person because of certain things.
Yes. Because there's no such thing as unconditional love, there isn't.
Because in my case I've been in a relationship. And I'm in a relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I ask myself, am I in love? Do I love this person? Or am I just in a relationship because...
You stay with too many old people.
With too many old people?
Mm-hmm. Like me, I'm your best friend and I'm very old. I am older than you in a decade and more years, like a whole decade and some years.
Mm-hmm.
The way we think is the way you think.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's because
we are no longer in it for the butterflies and the love, what. We are not doing that. We are looking for stability.
Definitely.
Yes, stability. Dependability. Consistency.
So when it comes to relationship, it depends, Kuja, you socialize with what type of people.
Mm-hmm. It depends on what you are looking for when you talk about a relationship.
But yeah. Sometimes I mention those things, ne?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I even end up questioning my love.
Yeah, because you see past the love. Love is not supposed to be suffering.
Love is not
supposed to be pain. Love is not supposed to be any of that. It is not supposed to be suffering to show and prove your love. No.
Okay.
It's not supposed to be that. And I think that you understand this because you hang out with seniors. Seniors are your cup of tea. So you see past the facade. You see past the butterflies. Because you understand that I need to know that in 5 years or in 6 years, 10 years time, when I'm ready to have a child, you are the correct person to have a child with.
No wonder. There was even a time whereby, you know what, mom? There was even a time whereby in my life I liked going out clubbing. Now I'm just a more of a person. If you say let's go on a date, I'm like, we can do breakfast or coffee. I don't know why. I feel old.
It's because you're tired. You get to that point. You get to that point. The only thing is that it doesn't come with a warning. And what is happening to you is that you think that you are going to go out next weekend. You think that you're going to go on out month end. And then the month end comes and you don't. And then the weekend comes and you don't. And otoka monara, it's been 5 years since you went to the club. Kanti, it's not even called Lollipop anymore. Now it's called Aqua. You're like, oh, panopipo na Lollipop. It's like, oh, there's no such thing as Lollipop. It's Aqua. It's been Aqua for 3 years. Yeah. But it's also okay because it is a sign of growth. The nice thing is that when your youth was there, you enjoyed it. Now now, like, you went out. You went out, you wore your small clothes, you had fun, you drank your Savannahs.
But, so now you're saying that what's happening to me, I'm growing.
Yes, it is growth. Because right now, you are at a point where you want to work next year so that by end of the year, ne, you have like something like even a 60K to buy okatukutuku.
Kakuku.
Eh. Now, are you going to achieve okatukutuku more club?
No.
Are you going to achieve it if you are babalas at work?
Nothing.
Are you not going to kill people if you are hungover?
You will.
Eh.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So we are talking about being emotionally supportive to spouses, and I just want us to be realistic about what we're expecting. To be honest, it's you are not going to be perfect. I'm not perfect. And I think that the sooner we accept that, the sooner we see that, the better. We are not most perfect. So we must not expect perfection. And if we can't, then we can't. I sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. You are important to moi ce soir. Bye-bye.